Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We are making an important step forward, a step away from the challenges of the pandemic and toward normalcy. The life-saving power of vaccinations and the hard work by the people of our state has led us here. To be clear, our fight against the virus isn't over yet, but things are getting better. And the excitement has been building for today's announcement. Finally, the return of our beloved Chicago Auto Show.
Governor Pritzker with the big news earlier today about the fact that the auto show is going to come back in July. Dave Sloan is on a phone line now. He is the president of the Chicago Automobile Trade Association. Hey, Dave, it's great to talk to you again.
Nice talking to you. That sounded almost too good to be true.
Did you get a little shiver, did you?
I did when I heard it back there, yeah.
Well, the news is great. And, you know, we were just talking to David Whitaker from Choose Chicago, and he said yours is the first of many shows coming back to Chicago. You barely made it in last year, right? You were one of the last ones, if not the last one, at McCormick Place before the shutdown. Tell me how significant it is that the auto show is going to be back this summer.
Well, you're right. It's significant for the people who love the Chicago Auto Show, and we're excited about that. Great for the industry, great for the dealers. But it, as David probably told you, it's significant for the city because the McCormick Place and Choose Chicago figured out early on that, that the auto show was going to be the pathway to help them to reopen because of the distinct parts of our show. You know, we're more of a local show than we are a show that brings people from around the world, you know, like the radiology show or the machine tool show. So it was much more doable in the eyes of the health officials. And even though, you know, we have a lot of people who come to our show, it's not one where people are sitting together for 2 hours, you know, being exposed to each other for long periods of time. Generally, people are moving around the show. And so inherently, auto show is going to be a little bit more safe in a situation like this than something else. Even like a baseball game, even though you're outside, you're sitting next to someone for 3 hours.
Well, and the nice thing, too, as I read about this, is it's going to be, in a way, at least partly, kind of an outdoor festival, too.
Yeah. So we had all kinds of contingency plans, and one of them was, okay, what if we made it a smaller show and moved it into the summer months and it was a shorter show? Well, we could move over to the West Building, and it's that got that proximity to Indiana Avenue, mm-hmm. almost right to the show floor. So we could do all these test drives out there, and then Ford embraced that, and they're going to have some Broncos on a test track out there and lots of outdoor test drives from different automakers. And then at the end of the day, we're still seeking approval for getting permits, but we'd like to roll in a few food trucks and
Just go for it. Maybe, you could do it, Dave. You got my approval.
Okay. I'll tell him Steve said so.
Could you do that? Hey, okay, so we've talked about the auto show. I'm excited about that, and that's coming up mid-July. While I've got you, how are auto sales doing, given the pandemic, A, and B, this chip shortage we keep hearing about?
So right now, sales are doing very well, but dealers are extremely concerned about the availability of the cars and trucks on their lot. I mean, their lots are becoming bare. Last year at this time, we had about 90,000 new cars on drivechicago.com, our website, which all the new car dealers are on. Mm-hmm. And this year, we have only about 48,000 new cars. Used cars are holding up so far. That's all the used cars on new car dealer lots. And those are about 35,000 last year, 32,000 this year. So
I hear you're getting a premium for those these days.
Yeah. So if you have a trade-in, good news, your trade-in's worth a lot of money. But the problem is you might not be able to find what you want on the lot. So here I was talking with Ray Scarpelli Sr. a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and he goes all the way back to the late 70s, early 80s as a dealer. And he was telling me, Dave, back then interest rates were so high, nobody carried in much inventory, and people came in and they ordered their cars, and they waited for them to be built, and then they went back and picked them up. And so that could be where we're going to be this summer, because it seems like things will probably loosen up in the third quarter.
Dave, that's how I got my first two cars. I ordered them and waited for them to arrive at the Ford dealership.
And you got them just the way you wanted them,
exactly,
right?
Exactly the way I wanted them. Dave Sloan is the president of the Chicago Automobile Trade Association with more good news today. All right, I like the grilled cheese food truck, but you get whatever ones you like, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to taco one.
Okay, get the taco. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.